Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. There's so much that I want to share with you that I'm having a hard time putting them in order of the things that I want to say. But overall, the most important thing is not just to give God lip service, not just to, oh yeah, I'm fasting here, and oh, I'm doing this, and I'm giving up this, and people say, oh, how holy you must be, et cetera, et cetera. And it could just be that it's pleasing ourselves. What we want is an honest, actual, honest conversation with God, which we say, Lord, I do want to be more like you. I don't need to publicize it to the world. I want to be more like you. And if there's one thing during this Lent that I could do less of, or something that I should do more of, will you give me the grace, Lord, to do it for your glory and for your honor? And he will. He will. We read Prophet Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 and then 16 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds before my eyes. Cease doing evil and learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. There's a lot right there. You could choose. It doesn't mean you have to do everything. Choose one area. Defend the widow, hear the orphan's plea. Just it's a sacrifice to God just to cease doing evil. Sometimes we have habits or patterns that are like not major sins, but our language, whatever, we're just kind of, I don't even know what to say we are, but we're certainly not acting as proper adults would act. And so I just want to say to you, when it says, put away your misdeeds from before my eyes, cease doing evil, learn to do good, take a little inventory of yourself. Do you need to talk less? Do you need to talk more? Do you need to clean up your speech? Clean it. That alone would be a marvelous gift to God during this Lenten season. But be honest with yourself, because God sees you as you really are, and he wants you to see him as he really is. And the only way we can do that is that the scales from our eyes be lifted. And that's as more and more we follow him, more and more we seek to do his will, more and more we seek to live his commandments. I'm not saying we'll be perfect, but more and more we're moving in that direction. So you choose something for this Lenten season, a scripture passage or one of the Ten Commandments or anything in the scriptures that you might find uplifting for you or encouraging. Take it and make it your motto. Ask God to bless you and strengthen you, and he will do that. Come now, he says, let us set things right. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The Lord doesn't want to see us destroyed. He doesn't want to see us in despair. He wants to see us as an upright man or woman, knowing that we can't be perfect, but that we can reduce our sins and in some cases eliminate sins if we just put our willpower behind it and ask most of all for God's grace. Keep asking for God's grace and he will give it. Sometimes our husband's going through difficulty or our wife is going through difficulty and we're just more, what shall I say, not as sympathetic perhaps as we need to be. We're tired of it. We want to see something change in our marriage partner. We want to see something change. Well, then pray for them. Pray for them. pray a rosary a day for them and ask God to change your heart in the process, that God may use you more for your spouse. It seems impossible, but ask him. Ask him. He hears you. Psalm 50 tells us, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. And that's what we need. We can't live apart from the saving power of God. We do need him. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. They preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them." You know, we're telling other people what they have to do, but we're not offering help where help is needed. Many times we can be that help, either to give it or to receive it from others. It's worth asking, could you walk with me for the next couple of weeks and just help me to stop doing this or to grow in grace in some way that I need to? Would you help me? A good friend will do that. It says, all their works are performed to be seen. That's not good. We don't perform our works so that everyone will see them and say how great we are. We do the goodness for another. We do good works for others because we want them to draw closer to God and to see God and one day to be with him forever. So we help one another. Doesn't mean you say, "I can remake your life." That's not it. One thing, whatever that person says they need help with, offer it. You don't have to be a psychiatrist. You don't have to be a psychologist. But a good neighbor, a good friend, and being willing to ask them for help. We don't like to do that. We like to be independent. But sometimes we need help and we need encouragement from others. So take a look at this area. He says, all their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, "Rabbi." As for you, do not be called rabbi. You have but one teacher. You are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. You know, I've spoken many times on this show about my own father and about his love. And he was a very hard working man. And yet, you know, when he needed help, financially, he needed help to get something straightened out. I remember being in the car with him one day and he drove to another part of town to another man that he knew who also owned a gas station. And he just went in and talked to him, and the other guy gave him some good advice, and the other guy wanted to give him money, and Dad said, "No, I don't want to take your money, but just help me with this. Help me to see my way through this." And through conversation, he was able to do that. He knew when he needed help. That wasn't being weak. That was actually being strong, asking for help and receiving that help. And I just admired him. I was always in the car when he went to see him. I never went in. He just went in and talked to him for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. And he came back, but he was always lighter. He was always more encouraged, and he was always more strengthened. Brothers and sisters, that's how God wants to deal with you. But it means for us to be able to turn to another when we need help, especially in this Lenten season. Turn for help. Ask it. God will give it to you. And just even having someone who shares your burden can be a great encouragement to you. I'm not alone with this. And we all have hard things. Brothers and sisters, really do encourage you. Please, 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 please. The Father wills that despite our unworthiness, we should give him the name of Father. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. This cry pleases our Heavenly Father. It is ineffable, but it is the truth. Behold, says St. John, what manner of charity the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called and should be the sons, the daughters of God. And in order to assure this decree of adoption, in order that this filiation of love should be wrought in us, God with magnificent profusion multiplies heavenly favors along our paths, the incarnation, the church, the sacraments, the Eucharist, the inspiration of His Spirit, so that every gift that raises us up to Him, every grace that leads us to perfection, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. This thought fills the soul with great confidence, but also with profound humility. If I may thus express myself, we ought to make all our activity proceed from God, to lay down at His feet all our own thoughts, all our own judgment, our self-will, so as no longer to think, judge, will, or act, save as He wills. Was it not thus that Jesus acted? The Son of Man cannot do anything of Himself but what He sees the Father doing. The Incarnate Word said of Himself, all proportion guarded, it ought to be the same with us. We ought to emulate to God whatever is ill-regulated in the need we experience of being something of ourselves and of relying only on ourselves. Brothers and sisters, we want to rely on Him. And this comes from Blessed Columba Marmion, who's one of the people I read a lot about. It's so good, brothers and sisters. We're so independent. We're so self-reliant that we get ourselves into trouble. It's good to be independent. It's good to be reliant. But it's even more necessary that we know when we're at the limit of our own wisdom, who do we turn to? That means really turning it to the Lord. Having a friend with you to pray and ask God to help you, that's good. Don't rely on yourself. Unless it's something God has given you to do, and you're doing it, even then, Lord, I look to You for the strength and for the wisdom that I need. It's a tremendous lesson. It's a very hard lesson. I know it. I know it in my own life. It's very hard because I think I know what I'm going to do. I'll do this, I'll do that, and then I'll say, thank You, God, for helping me. But no, what I need to do is go to Him with the situation, whatever it may be at first, and ask Him for help. May God bless you this Lenten season. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.